Welcome to Star City Podcast, where you can listen to conversations about life, work, family, and faith with people just like you. I'm Brian Smith, and today it's my privilege to introduce to you our special guest and a friend of this ministry, Sonia Waters. Sonia, welcome back to Star City, and this is the first of several different podcasts we're going to be doing today with you on the subject of your home country, Israel, and what is happening in the world today that fulfills biblical prophecy and points us to the return of our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I want to begin with a more current question, Sonia, about the political situation in Israel today. We've heard on American news that many Israelis are upset with Prime Minister Netanyahu and the judicial reforms that the Conservative Party are trying to pass. But we really don't, as Americans, understand what's happening, nor do we really trust our own news agencies when they tell us what's happening. Can you please tell us, in your own words, what is this issue about, and what are the potential implications that these reforms may hold for Israel, both now and in the future?
Okay, so shalom. First of all, so good to see you guys. So nice that you invited me to your congregation, to your church, and here in the podcast. I'm very privileged to be with you all. So anyway, so it's a little bit complicated what's going on in Israel. As you know, first of all, we have a parliamentary democracy in Israel. It is the same system as the British have left us when they left the country. So our president have a more kind of a king kind of you know, thing that they do, but the prime minister really is the boss of the country. Okay, Prime Minister Netanyahu have come into power. He have come into power as a coalition of different parties in Israel, and mainly is the right that have put him in place. The right and the ultra-right, I would say, you know, the Orthodox and the ultra-Orthodox in the country actually have put him in power. And they have put him in power with a condition that there were going to be judicial reforms. This is what the Orthodox and the ultra-Orthodox said to him. If you actually want to be in power, then you need to agree to what we are demanding of you and
so
what
that
they
was,
wanted.
That was part of his re-election, are able to have a coalition government of support for majority.
Exactly. So we need a coalition in Israel to be able to form a government, and there is 120 members of parliament, and you need to have at least 61 seats to actually form the government. And with the Orthodox and the ultra-Orthodox, then he was able to form the government in Israel. What that means, let me tell you what it means. So what happens is that Israel started in 1948 on a basis of a socialist democratic community. Very much the left that actually started the country. And all the different judicial settings that we have is actually coming from the left. The High Court of Justice also in the country is very much a liberal, leftish organization. And what's happening is that they themselves are choosing who is going to be in the High Court of Justice. It's not an elected, the High Court of Justice doesn't come from the people that are electing the government. It's coming just from that community, and they decide who's going to be the High Court of Justice.
So it's already a done deal.
Exactly.
Because the left controls the process.
Exactly. So this is what the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox are saying in Israel. They're saying, look, we are not represented here. We're not represented here. And the High Court of Justice in Israel have the right to stop a law if it doesn't agree with them. Okay, so the ultra-Orthodox and the Orthodox are saying the government of today, the right-wing government of today, they're saying, well, You know, we need to have more of our representatives in the High Court of Justice to actually make possible, to make the changes that we want to make in the government.
So let me be sure I understand what you're saying, that even though Prime Minister Netanyahu has a majority in the parliament,
yes,
and they might pass a law without it really being challenged, it still has to be filtered and approved by
exactly.
the court.
Exactly.
So it's almost like a pseudo parliament that controls whatever comes out of the vote.
Exactly. So the High
wow.
Court of Justice already, in the history of Israel for 75 years, they already have stopped 22 laws that were passed by parliament, but it didn't pass the High Court of Justice. Okay, so it's very much a filtering system. There are many things that filter the system, the laws that the parliament wants to pass. One of them is the legal counsel. The legal counsel are lawyers that, in fact, have more power than the members of parliament.
Wow.
Okay, the legal counsel will say to a member of parliament, if the law that they want to pass is really appropriate for the country, according to the previous laws that we have in the country, can you really put it to parliament? Okay, so if the legal counsel say to you, no way, Jose, this is actually does not agree with what we already done, that means that they can cut you off.
So precedent is the standard.
Exactly.
Well, it would be impossible what you're describing to ever introduce something anew. Course.
Exactly. Exactly. So this is what the right-wing government of Netanyahu is saying. We want to get rid of the legal counsel. We want to have more power because we are the elected ones. Okay? And then there is another filtering system, if you like, that is called the reasonableness law. It has to be reasonable. So what the right-wing government is saying, well, what is reasonable for one person is not reasonable for another.
Of course.
Okay, so who decides what's a reasonable law? Yeah. So this is actually gathering momentum. Of course, the left that has been in control of Israel for so many decades and controlled the High Court of Justice, they do not want changes. Yeah, they're afraid.
They don't want to lose power.
They don't want to lose power.
Just as the left in America doesn't
exactly,
want to lose power.
Exactly. So we are having a battle here of who is going to have the upper hand, who's going to have the power. And another thing is that the right-wing government wants to change the High Court of Justice, want to have a say in the High Court of Justice as well as the left, okay? And they want to have the complete say. So far, what the right-wing government of Netanyahu is saying is that for a law to pass, has to have the agreement of six of his own party, three ministers and three MPs, members of parliament. That means that these six will determine whether the law passes or not. But that means that they're going to have complete power then of the High Court of Justice. And that's a dangerous thing.
So that's the pull and the push of what is taking place, which really is a titanic struggle politically, I can see.
Because
this would be a first ever significant change in the way Israel governs itself.
Absolutely.
Well,
absolutely.
That helps us to understand why
right.
it is such a very big deal and why we see the crowds in the streets protesting. But it sounds like this might be a double-edged sword because it is the extreme right, the Orthodox community that the Prime Minister has brought into this coalition, which is interesting. Sometimes they're not there. But what does this mean for freedom of religion and you as a Messianic Jewess? What does this mean for our Messianic Jewish friends in Israel?
Right. So this is the danger. This is the danger because they could actually outlaw Christianity in Israel. So they already giving problems to Christian ministers that used to get a visa to actually be a minister in Israel, and they do not want to give them for a long period of time. They want to give them for 6 months or something like that. Also, we have Christian volunteers coming in Israel, and also they are complaining that they're not getting visas long enough to actually stay in the country and be volunteers. So what's happening is that the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox community are afraid of the faith in Christ coming into the land, and they are giving hassle to the Christian community in Israel. Okay, another thing that they have done, and a minister of the government was involved in this in the middle of it, was they went to the King of Kings, the church, King of Kings in Jerusalem, and, you know, a group of ultra-Orthodox Jews, they got outside of the church, and they were preventing the believers to come into the church, okay? And the police was involved, and the police was actually pushing these Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox so that they could actually go through to the church for a concert that was going on that day. So they are causing trouble already. They want to kick out the Jews that have come to Christ, because according to them, you can be a Jew if you're a Buddhist. You can be a Jew if you're in witchcraft, no problem. But if you actually believe in Christ, according to them, you're not a Jew anymore.
How interesting.
So they want to kick us out of the country, okay? And the ones that are actually holding the power regarding who enters into the land and who doesn't enter into the land is the ultra-Orthodox community. And the Orthodox community, they are holding the Ministry of Interior. And this has been for many, many years what's been going on.
So now, as the Messianic Jewish community is growing and thriving in Israel,
yes,
they are now facing opposition,
yes,
from the Orthodox sects of Judaism.
Yes, sir.
You know, in America, Christianity continues to face difficulty and opposition from the left.
Right.
How interesting that in Israel it's reversed, and the Messianic Jewish community faces opposition from the right.
Well, they are afraid of this. They're afraid of this. Now, let me tell you one thing. This is actually done according to research. According to research, the word that is most researched in Israel is the name of Jesus in Hebrew, Yeshua.
Wow.
Okay, so everybody is actually looking into this, they're learning about this. And of course, the Orthodox and ultra-Orthodox community are very worried about what's going on.
Well, we certainly want to be praying for you, praying for the Messianic community there in Israel, that God is at work, and we're not exactly sure how he's going to work his will in this political question. But at the same time, we can certainly see his hand of blessing upon a community where just two decades ago was very few in number in comparison to how many are turning to Yeshua in these days and times. And with that, we've come to the end of today's podcast. Thank you so much, Sonia, for filling us in on this current issue in Israel. And we certainly want to be praying for Prime Minister Netanyahu, the state of Israel, and the Messianic community there as they make their way through this interesting and complicated issue. As in all things, we want to be praying for God's will and the spread of the gospel to his chosen people there in the land where Jesus walked. And be sure to check out Sonia's YouTube channel for more of her teachings from Scripture and the Land of Israel, which you can find in both Spanish and English. She also has published a book entitled Contested Ownership of Israel, A Biblical, Historical, and Political Perspective, which you can order today on Amazon Prime. Well, thank you for spending a little time together with us here on the Star City Podcast today. I'm Brian Smith, reminding you to keep living every day by his grace and always for his glory.